This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everybody's mind and everything in between. Of course, we start in Washington. Who better to have a conversation with than the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Me News? Hello, Bob.
Kate, how are you?
I'm excellent. I'll tell you what, boy, this whole surveillance and what's going to happen there, it gives new meaning to like a wild, wicked version of Columbo. I don't know. Where is this going to go now? Because how long has this been? This has been almost, what, 2 years, it seems like?
You mean the spying?
Yeah.
In the Monmouth poll, have you read that?
Yes.
82%. This is what's really weird about this, though, Kate, and I've heard this before from people, but 82% of the Americans think that Big Brother is spying on them, so the vast majority of the country thinks that, yes, they're spying. But then 53% said it's widespread, 29% it's not that widespread. But on top of it, basically half of them are like, well, okay, it's not really bothering me that much. So I'm like, all right. Because it's sort of like they watched a movie that if the government doesn't spy, you know, then they can't catch the guy that they have 24 hours to find out, you know, how he's going to bring a building down. So, in other words, it's all justified. It's like a movie. And
right.
I actually heard people say that. Well, hey, it's worth it. And as I tell them, you mean you want the government to know what you watch on pay-per-view, that we catch terrorists that way. So. Interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that poll you're talking about was the Monmouth University poll. And like you said, the 82% and only 14% of the people polled said they don't believe the government's watching them. That's what's
right.
So crazy. 53 say the spying's widespread. 29, it's not widespread. So, I mean, just crazy is what it is.
What is. And then, of course, we know from when everybody went, President Obama was there in his administration, but everybody went and lied to the Senate and said, no, nobody's watching. And then Edward Snowden kind of changed that scenario, didn't he? With everybody,
big information. Time. Yeah,
right.
Big time. So attorneys for Trump and Mueller are holding that face-to-face meeting to discuss these interview topics, because now it's the whole thing about the interview topics. There's so much interest in this. I can't imagine what it would be like to be a fly on the wall and hear what that conversation is like. What do you think comes out of that?
It's going to be like a poker game. And I'm speaking from personal experience on
yes.
this issue with lawyers at $3,000
yes.
an hour in the Justice Department.
Oh.
So, you know, and with the case with the president, I mean, it is. It's like a negotiation or a poker game. It'll be like, well, you know, you can't go down this type of topic. And, well, yes, we can. And they'll try to set parameters. And it'll be a matter of the president's lawyers basically trying to kind of pre-guess, you know, what's going to happen. And so this meeting will be a sort of a field session to see, you know, what Mueller really wants, what direction he's really going. And I'm sure that Trump lawyers will definitely say, look, we are not letting you stray into subjects that have nothing to do with Russian collusion. Because Mueller, Kate, I read his task, you know, officially, legally, and it says
Mueller
is to go after and look at collusion with Russia, but it also says, and anything else he may find, which could be anything.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. And then on top of that, what do you make of this? Comey's going to have a book coming out that he says he's going to tell all. You think we're going to have any serious bombs go off in that thing?
Well, you know, Comey, I mean, when we think of Hillary Clinton, here was Comey who did a clearance of Hillary in one hand and then said, oh, by the way, here's the seven things I think she's guilty of sin on the other hand. I mean, he was so unorthodox in a way he handled that with Hillary Clinton. And he's going to write a book. Everybody's writing a book. I don't know if it could be any worse than Wolf's book was,
Fire and Fury.
Right.
Yeah. And what's so funny is Fire and Fury, though, of course, because when you sell that kind of a book, you got to really pump it up, and they pumped it up, and you see it everywhere. I mean, Bob, I was flying a couple of weeks ago, and it was in every bookstore.
It's everywhere. That book is when books, you know, take off like this or they get controversy. I remember Reza Aslan wrote a book. Fox News had him on, and he got in a great big fight with them, and that book, I saw it anywhere you went. I mean, I was in Kroger, you know. any store you go into, and there was the book. And this is the same thing. These books take lives of their own, and, you know, of course they're promoted.
Takes off.
I imagine Comey's book will do quite well.
Yes, I think it would, too, because people would be interested. People
Maybe
are
he can donate a portion to McCabe's pension.
I was just thinking that, but supposedly he got a job offer already, because I think a lot of people felt badly for McCabe. That's I can't remember when I've ever seen that. Have you?
No, I can't. And, of course, the way this has been presented by the mainstream media, people are sort of thinking that his pension's gone forever. It's not. It's like he works somewhere, you know, and you're short 1 year of a pension or you're short 1 day or whatever it is. In federal service, they can make that up anywhere. So this is not unusual what the congressman is going to do for him if he takes it from Wisconsin. It's not unusual. He just simply needs a little bit more time. I mean, I thought it was a bit weird. If they got rid of him the day before he was to get his pension, why couldn't they have got rid of him a month ago? They knew the same information.
Right.
I think it was just a here you go. We're going to give you a nice punch on the way out.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, last thing, Putin cruises to easy victory. That's not a shocker, huh?
Shocker. This one was a shocker for me. I thought it was going to be narrow. You know, maybe it was going to be four states that would make a difference for him. But he did cruise. And his opponent, who wasn't on the ballot because he had two felonies and he said he was set up, but his opponent said, you know, don't go vote. That would have taken Putin down to 68% of the vote, I guess. So yeah, it wasn't a shocker. I mean, he really had no opponents. And if he did have opponents, I don't know if the outcome of the election would have been any different.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
Six more years.
Bob Ney, it's always interesting to talk to you. Six more years of fun conversation.
That's it. Thank you, Kate.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Good thing Bob goes to India a couple times a year, because that's how he can chill with everything that's happening, and it just gets more and more interesting, as they say. This is like a wicked game of chess that just won't end. It reminds me of a time when I lived in Vegas, and a good buddy of mine who's an incredible journalist said, hey, I want to teach you how to play blackjack so you can play correctly and just have fun with it, because I wasn't a big gambler. But he said, you know, it's a nice slow game you can play where you win a little money and you don't have to feel badly, so you're not gonna cream anyone if you do what I teach you to do. He said you just got to be willing to do it all night long. So I was like, what? Pack the go bag. We're going to learn how to gamble. And it's like pack the go bag for Vladimir Putin, because he just goes on and on and on and on. So do we. I'll meet you on the flip side with Odds and Ends here on America Tonight.
Checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Show from. I'm in these plush studios. Almost caught on fire today. It was shocking. I don't know how many of you know what the wiring is in your home, but I found out that because everything went out, the computers, everything, poof, all of a sudden they went out. And it wasn't that the rest of the house was in the dark. You did, you know, swip the hit the breakers, didn't matter. And it turns out we had to have an electrician because there was a fire that had started, had sparked, and what it was that we have this aluminum wiring with copper on the actual device, you know, so your outlet, on the inside of it there were copper screws, which is a no-no, and it's fried. Like they pulled the whole inside plug out, showed me exactly where all the fire had gone up, and he said, "You're lucky. If you had had anything on, anything had happened, this place would have gone up." And I was like, wow. Frightening, peeps. Check your wiring to make sure it's not fried or you don't have that kind of cockamamie situation going on, depending on how old your home is or how they wired it. And I got a lesson in just basic 101 electricity and electrician style, which was kind of interesting, actually. But some rewiring may be in order, and maybe for some of you as well. Speaking of rewiring, I said this was odds and ends, and the brackets for the NCAA tournament, because I know some of you for fun are in those pools, you know, those NCAA pools, and it's been so many upsets that nobody, like ESPN, there's been so many brackets that went down, basically no one can win. So never do they have it where they say, well, no one can win because everything's gone down. It's absolutely madness. And we call it March Madness. And there's reason for that, because you had UMBC with 16 seed, University, Maryland, Baltimore County, what? Knocking off Virginia, the number one seed. And there were all kinds of Cinderella stories like that. So now it's down to the Sweet 16, and there are some big names in the tournament still, like the Michigan Wolverines, because they had a awesome buzzer-beater shot from their freshman Jordan Poole and beat Houston. You still have Kansas and Villanova and Kentucky. I know people are listening to us that are Wildcat fans because you sent me emails. And the Duke Blue Devils and the Aggies and Tigers, the Clemson Tigers, and et cetera. And for all our Texas fans, Texas Tech, the Red Raiders are still there. And I'll tell you, it's been an interesting tournament. The Aggies are there too as well, the A&M. So, but the brackets for so many were just busted because the upsets were so much the unlikely upsets that there are very few people alive. I have one bracket where one side of it's okay. I might survive because everybody else is all over the map, so to speak. So if I'm giving you a snapshot of what the conversation is, and I like to say that's what America Tonight is, the conversation is, hey, here, are you in a pool? And how many of you are still alive in that pool? How many of you are still alive? The other story so many of us would be talking about, and I talked to a police officer today about this, is another bomb goes off in Austin. They've had four bombings in Austin, and it's frightening, frankly. And what's happened is you've got these people who are just can't, that they're finding no connection. They're asking the public for help in the Austin bombings. Have you seen anything? Or do you have any kind of video going around your house, around the neighborhood? But the fourth explosion, so you got an anxious group of Texans in the city of Austin who have no idea, and they're listening to what police are saying, that, you know, this is 1 month where they've had four strings of attacks, serial bombing, basically. And the latest blast injured two men walking through a residential area on Sunday night. So what are the tactics? What's happening there? Before, the three other bombs that went off were hidden in packages that were delivered to homes in residential neighborhoods. The fourth was anchored to a for sale sign. It was left on the side of the road, was rigged with a trip wire. So those two people walking through the area tripped the wire. That is twisted. So it seemed like the others were targeted, but then this other one was random. So they're trying to figure out what are the ties to this? What's leading up to this? So there's rewards of over $100,000 for information on the case, and these neighborhoods are kind of near each other. All they're saying is that, you know, it's they're predominantly in affluent white neighborhoods, and that's what they're saying. Two white men were injured now. The other explosions were in other kinds of neighborhoods. So initially they thought this is odd and maybe they're targeting black people or Hispanic people or terrorists this way, and now it's gone in the other direction. So it's a public threat all the way around, whatever's happening here. And they're telling people, if you see something suspicious, stay away from it. Well, of course. But are you looking for trip wires in your neighborhood? Are you pulling into your driveway saying, oh, look, right over there, there's that for sale sign. probably a tripwire. Or are you picking up a package that gets dumped off when you're gone all day on your porch? Are you thinking that it's jimmy-rigged with a bomb? I don't think so. I don't think so. And the two guys that were injured, 22 and 23 years old. Luckily for them, non-life-threatening injuries, but still injured. They're lucky it wasn't worse. But we're talking nails, all kinds of things. It could have been a kid that was walking in the neighborhood and that happened. You know what it reminds me of? And I think people are even, I don't know this, but I bet you people are making the comparison. That this is a bombing situation. But I lived back east when you had the sniper in Washington. In that D.C. area and around D.C. Because I remember my mother canceled a business trip because of that. Because they were telling people, forget it, we're just going to re-rack the trips. Because we don't, they're just picking people off. It's so random, we have no idea. And then I just watched the Unabomber series, and it was interesting because there were some facts that came out in that were different than what I knew, and it kind of reminds you sort of this, but the Unabomber had a definite target and where he was going with his bombs. I think with the Washington area sniper back in 2002, this feels a little more similar to the bombing in Austin. And there's hundreds of agents that are trying to figure out everything they can, meaning they're looking at every clue, every device, every possible way they can think of bombs being constructed, where, and trying to get rid of tips that don't fit, but they still don't have, from what I understand, they don't have a great handle on this. And it's mostly happening just, you know, outside sort of the ring, or what I would call the hub of activity. So downtown, around the Capitol, the University of Texas, and the first bombs were deadly. You had a 39-year-old construction worker who was killed, and then a 17-year-old high school student was killed, and his mother was injured. It's just a mind-boggling situation. And it doesn't seem to be tied to anything. It doesn't seem to be tied to anything. So there's rewards out. They're trying to find people with any possible leads, videotape-wise, etc. But Austin is getting a lot of attention, not for music, not for its weirdness, but for these freaky, crazy bombs. Stay with us. We're diving in the mailbag next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today. Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To interrupt the blues, and I think some of you have the blues. In fact, as I went through so many of these emails, so here we are once again at the precipice of diving in to all of the emails that you've sent from near and far, Sarasota, Portland, listening to us on KPAM, and New Orleans, and WVNJ in New Jersey, New York area. Just really interesting what so many of you are wanting to talk about. So on that note, let's go to the mailbag.
Mailbag.
And mailbag says, from Gregory, Kate, I don't dislike the president. I don't think he does a good job of putting the right people in place. All of us who support him have to admit it is a little freakish with constant replacements. It is wilder than a kid who's having a great time going round and round in one of those doors that usher you in and out of buildings. Yeah, the it is. I mean, we know. I mean, it's what we talked about last week. We played the cattle drive sounds. That how many people keep getting replaced? How many people does it take to stick in this administration a little bit longer? And it's seemingly endless is what it is. It's just too easy. It's just a punchline for anyone. So is it the combination of you had to hurry, put people in place, not getting the right people in place, people bungling the job? So what do? You got to clear them out, get somebody new in. I mean, it is wild. It is wicked. It is a revolving door, and that's what you're talking about, those revolving doors. That doesn't even do it justice. It's insane. You know, it's like replacing two football teams. Every player on the football team, everyone who's on the field anyway, and doing it twice. So let's see what happens next as the replacement players come up next, and who are the replacement players. We'll see what sticks, because that's the key, right? In fact, the president, because of what's happening with Mueller and this investigation, he did double down on his legal team, which makes sense. So you've got extra lawyers because of what's happening with this special counsel investigation. And they say there's no plans to fire Robert Mueller, but it's interesting who's now kind of surfacing, who's been around in the last couple of weeks. One of them is this Joe DiGiovanni, who has been in the legal community for years. As soon as that name came up, somebody I know sent me an email and said, look at who's being thrown on here so you know. And it's interesting to see where he goes with this, because Giovanna has had a pretty harsh assessment of the former FBI director, James Comey. And because he described him as, I want to say, the dirtiest cop in America, something like that. So now, DiGiovanni is part of this, the Trump legal team, if you will. And he joins those other lawyers who are looking at the special counsel, and freely they can make comments on, Mueller. And I think that's what will happen probably here as well. And is this going to be called? Is it going to end anytime soon? Here's what I say, and I've said this a couple of times. If there's something there, they got to nail it then. If there's something there, you got to nail it. I get that you have to have it all in place, but doesn't it feel like we have been talking about this for so long? This investigation is like seemingly never ending. So if we're spending money, which we are, it's your money and my money, and you can smoke something out that's worthwhile, I get it. And I get that it takes some time, but how much time? I mean, can you imagine walking away from this with really not much of anything other than what we've already had happen in this investigation? And let's face it, how big are the dominoes and which ones are going to fall? I mean, that's what everybody's waiting to see. You know, what's the latest adventure there? And the answer is, you know, we don't know. All right, I'm going down a rabbit hole, so let's dive into a few other things. This one is from Vic, who says, Kate Delaney, I like this show. I like America Tonight. Grow it, grow it, grow it. I want to see where it ends up. I think you've been doing this for a while, and this is about where they call it the turn. And I wonder what your thoughts are about Austin and the bombings. It scares the bejesus out of me, if you will. I have a son who lives in Austin. I'm basically telling him not to go out, although that seems ridiculous. But I know they've brought in special agents, and they're trying to solve the riddle of what's next. But these detonations are quite frightening, especially this last one with the tripwire. Yeah, well, we talked about this. The tripwire, that's a change. It's more sophisticated. Because anybody could have been hit by the tripwire. They could have tripped it, and boom, they would be in the hospital. Or worse, they would have died. So what are the tactics? What are the similarities? This is why there's so many agents there trying to figure out what it is, or who it is, or what's it about. It doesn't seem like there's any particular agenda to the bombings, and that's what's super frightening, just kind of near that downtown area. I call it in the bubble, so in that bubble area around the city, but pretty much that's it. Let's move on to another one. This one from Tom. Tom says, Kate, who do you think is going to win the Sweet 16? The brackets are ridiculous. I thought I had a decent bracket, and then there were a couple of upsets. It wasn't so decent anymore, and two of my Final Fours fell out. I think Villanova. Villanova was my pick all along to win. North Carolina won it last year. My pick all along was Villanova, so I feel pretty good about that pick. I mean, heading into the tournament, they're loaded. They don't have too much standing in their way. You know, on this road to the Final Four. But then once they get in the Final Four, anything can happen. And as much as I'd like to say I have this incredible crystal ball where I can tell you exactly what's going to happen, of course I can't. Nobody can do it. And it's been really interesting. This has been a crazy year of upsets and unexpected teams winning, let's say. Yeah, unexpected teams winning. Here's another one. This is from China. China says, Kate Delaney. I know you talk a lot on your Forbes segments with movers and shakers in the world, all kinds of people, either from the movie industry, from pure business, the financial world, the legal world, all of that kind of background. And I was wondering what you thought of the entertainment czar, Bob Iger, who is the Disney CEO. Did you happen to see, I read a story today about his compensation package. Mickey likes somebody is all I can say. What an incredible deal that would be. Can you imagine if you found yourself in a similar position? Well, of course, you don't give the dollar amount, so I'll give it. I did read this story. They're saying that he could earn up to $423 million in compensatory and in compensatory pay if you took everything all together. So, if he decides to postpone his retirement, this is the deal, to 2021, then he would earn as much as $423 million. Over the next 4 years, if he hits the performance goals, that would make him among the highest paid CEOs in the U.S., if that's the case. So if he extends it, he gets $25 million stock. He gets all kinds of other performance things he'll meet, a balloon payment of $70 million. You know, I could go on and on, but it's crazy money. Crazy money. Now, a majority of the shareholders, 52%, opposed the compensation, and other executives in a non-binding advisory vote. The vote tally was reported March 8th during the shareholders' meetings in Houston. In filings, though, the compensation committee justified the package, arguing it's critical to keep him at the helm of the company to manage the acquisition of 20th Century Fox. So because they're inhaling another film and television asset, a big change could make a very big difference. Ugh. And who cares, right? So you're sitting there saying, who cares? Who cares? Sorry, Bob, we don't care. All right, let's move over to another one. How about this? This one is from Cam. And Cam says, Kate, I was curious about what you thought about Jared Kushner and his trip with the Saudi crown prince. I'm sure you saw the big story today, just kind of reliving that a year ago you had these two princes who became friendly during a meeting at the White House, and now Jared Kushner and Prince Mohammed bin Salman are there and meeting with each other, and he seems to be pretty cozy with him. Is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? Well, a Saudi prince, what happens when you're talking about Israeli-Palestinian peace and other such things? Of course, anytime you have an ally somewhere, especially in Saudi Arabia, it's not going to be a bad thing, is it? I don't think so, right? And the Saudi prince is in Washington. This is why people are talking about it. All right, hang through. We're going to rock and roll to the next segment.
Mailbag. The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Tonight, what a crazy hour. I told you about my bizarre wiring in my house. We talked about the wiring of the White House, speaking of bizarre, and what was going to happen with the investigation into Russia and what was going on with the campaigns, etc. So, and the lawyers, the extra lawyers. Also, you know, it's interesting, the one thing we didn't throw in, or I didn't throw in, and we went through the mailbag. So a few of you have asked about what's going to happen with that meeting of Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, and I'll say again, well, I don't have a crystal ball, but it is unprecedented, that's for sure. It's very unprecedented to have this happen. In fact, the U.S. said Monday that its major full Eagle and Key Resolve annual military exercise with South Korea will start April 1st, and that comes with President Trump getting ready for that summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, which they say will happen in May. So the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, who there's a guy who's perfect fit for the White House, and the Republic of Korea Minister of National Defense, Song Yong-mu, have agreed to resume the combined exercises which were de-conflicted with the schedule of the Olympic Games. So the United Nations Command notified the Korean People's Army of the schedule and all that kind of stuff and what the exercise was about. So there you go. But I can't wait to see what comes out of this meeting. And speaking of that meeting and how unprecedented it is, something else that's worth throwing in here as we see the taillights heading for the exits for this hour is the president talking about the drug crisis and talking about drug dealers. And one of the things that I think is interesting, that I would love to know your thoughts on, and you can throw them out at 855-266-2283. 855-266-2283. There you go. You get the digits before I even tell you what the question is. The question is, do you think really horrific drug dealers should get the death penalty? The death penalty and drug dealers. That's something that the Prez said he thought was a good idea, and maybe this is where, you know, this is what we should look into, that it would be controversial, etc. But then said he's going to visit, he's visiting, in his visit in New Hampshire, he's going to talk about steps aimed at combating this crisis. And how do we do it? How do we stop it? And one of the steps is to call for the Department of Justice to seek the death penalty against drug traffickers where appropriate under the law. So suggesting, hey, take these drug dealers and let's kill them. Let's take the hard line. This is, what do we do? Let's take the hard line on this. And specifically, you know, one of the drafts had originally read that the death penalty should be sought for certain cases where opioid, including fentanyl-related, drug dealing and trafficking are directly responsible for death. He suggested this before, so that's not something he hasn't suggested in the past, but he talks about that the people who are dealing it can kill up to 3,000 people and nothing happens to them. And he said in some countries, they have a very, very tough penalty, the ultimate penalty, and they have much less of a drug problem than we do. Is this over the top, or is this something that's right on par? I mean, you see the epidemic. There were 42,000 people that died from opioid use, and that includes fentanyl, heroin, prescription drugs. So deaths were five times higher than they were just 17 years earlier, which is incredible if you think about it. And in New Hampshire, they have a terrible problem. 39 people, this is their statistic, 39 people per 100,000 die of opioid drug overdoses. They did in 2016, third highest in the country, only to West Virginia and Ohio. They had worse rates. So all of those states have the worst numbers when it comes to that. It's interesting because I think you'd have to take it. I am a death penalty proponent. I'm not opposed to it. I think you'd have to take it case by case. And what are we talking about with a drug dealer? I mean, how do you make that decision as to what would be worthy of the death penalty and what wouldn't? I think that's where it could get tricky. But as somebody who is not completely against the death penalty, I certainly haven't thought about it in that way, because I could see that it could get stretched and be abused, and that wouldn't be good. So how do you make the decision on what you pay the ultimate penalty for? And what is that ultimate penalty? So is that ultimate penalty, is it the death penalty? Mm. And for those of you listening in New England, I'm just sorry. That's all I got to say. I'm sorry. Because 4 weeks in a row, you're getting slammed with that sloppy, crummy bomb cyclone. I mean, what a terrible name for it. I mean, just right away, it makes you think, oh, this is awful. This is just massive snow. So storms with large hail, damaging winds are smashing the southeast. And, you know, we're talking about the last day of winter. And about 20 million people are in the path of the severe storm. So Tennessee, northern Mississippi, Alabama, my pals there, northwest Georgia. The bullseye of the storm is in northern Oklahoma is what they're saying. I saw some pictures of the damage. It was pretty bad. Where you had a bunch of houses that were ripped up, roofs that were torn off. And then there's always that chance of tornadoes. Besides the hail and the damaging winds could whip up to tornadoes. So the forecast models now, and I looked before I jumped on the air, would bring snow to Washington, D.C., if you're listening to us there. New York City, Boston, possibly Portland, Maine, in that same bullseye area. Snow, they say, is likely to keep falling Tuesday through Wednesday. Boston could get 2 to 4 inches of snow, 3 to 6 on D.C. It just depends on how exact the path is. And that'll become clearer because they're talking about in a day or two. But there should be significant snow in the New England area. And it's been bad. I mean, falling trees, people without power, Interstate 95, just a wreck with the heavy, wet snow that we've seen. And so are we predicting the same thing? I mean, they got to look at this and they got to decide where they're putting out as much salt, et cetera, as they can on the roads. And of course, on the West Coast, in Santa Barbara County, which has really been just racked from 2017 into 2018, they're talking about severe flooding and mud flow. And we saw what happened to Montecito and how awful that was, but they're predicting 5 to 10 inches of rain in the foothills in the mountains. So if it's happening fast, that's when you get the mudslides and some of the scary things that happen to those houses that get just overwhelmed because of the fires they had and how many trees were cleared and how open it is for that mud to flow down. And Montecito is one of those places that is right there in the thick of it, And I got this note from somebody in my family over the weekend. I've seen Cirque du Soleil a couple of times because I lived in Vegas, and it blows my mind some of what they can do, these acrobatic souls who are part of this huge Cirque du Soleil deal where they have 4 and 5 different kinds of shows. And sadly, there was a popular performer that died. He had been with the group for 15 years. Doing the Volta show. He was an aerialist, they call it, and he fell to the stage, got medical attention. They took him to Tampa General and couldn't do anything for him. Jan was his name. 15 years. A lot of people even knew his name. Sad. But he did die doing what he absolutely loved. And the company was quick to say that, to talk about how sad they feel and how they were canceling their last couple of shows. Music Means we are out. Send me your emails, americatonightradio.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.